A new way to treat pain without medicine. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. At some point or another, we all experience physical pain. We push through it or turn to medicine, from aspirin to opioids. New research published this month in the journal Science highlights a more mechanical alternative, a biodegradable implant that cools down a nerve to block pain signals. It looks like a small, clear rubber band with tiny channels snaking through it. John Rogers led the research and design of the device. He's a biomedical engineer at Northwestern University and explained how it works.
If you've ever been outside on a cold day without gloves on, your fingertips kind of become numb in many cases. And that's a consequence of the cooling effect on propagation of signals through sensory nerves in the fingertips. We're exploiting that same type of effect, but applied to peripheral nerves that are deep inside the body and are carrying pain signals from a particular region of the body up to the brain. And by delivering that local cooling effect, we can block those signals. And we can do that in a reversible and a controllable manner that may, you know, provide in the future an alternative to drug or pharmaceutical-based approaches for managing pain.
That's such an important point. You know, a lot of people get prescribed opioids for pain, and that has in many ways fueled the opioid addiction. Is this a potential future solution to some of those problems?
Well, we hope so. You know, I'm a biomedical engineer, and we think about, you know, device and technology-based approaches to addressing patient needs ultimately. And pain management is an important part of patient care. And we became, kind of aware of the opioid challenge and the addiction and all the adverse consequences of that sort of approach to managing pain, and decided that maybe as engineers, we could come up with a device-based alternative. And so, you know, this device is very targeted. It's placed at a specific location in the body. It's controlled in a deterministic manner, very much unlike drugs that kind of course through the entire body in an uncontrolled manner in many cases. And it also has a switch and a dial, so we can turn on and off the pain relief effect, and we can adjust its magnitude. So quite a bit different than a drug-based approach, and we think it could offer, you know, some important advantages.
If you're cooling the nerves enough to stop the pain signals, how do you avoid also stopping nerve signals that, say, make your muscles move?
Yeah, so it turns out there is a range of temperatures where you can block those pain signals without blocking the motor signals that are needed to control muscles in the body. So it turns out that if you have very tight control over the temperature, you can block pain without, you know, affecting motor behaviors.
Since you already knew that applying cold to a specific nerve could potentially numb or reduce pain, what is it about the distance between the surface of the skin and the location of the pain point that makes it hard to deliver that cooling to where you're trying to go?
Yeah, ultimately, the goal here is to deliver cooling power locally to a region of interest, but nowhere else. And so any kind of approach that doesn't offer that capability will lead to cooling in unwanted locations of the body. And in certain instances, that cooling can turn out to be excessive in the sense that it can damage the adjacent tissues. And so our device and our ability to create this evaporative cooling effect only at the location of the peripheral nerve that we want to induce the pain block is a key feature of how we put the device together.
Opioids are often deployed to treat chronic pain. And it seems like what you're talking about mostly here is more acute pain, like such as related to surgeries and things like that. Is there a deployment for this technology for chronic pain, like the type that is often treated with opioids?
That's definitely a goal of ours, is to use this, you know, development as maybe a starting point for treating chronic pain. We initially decided to focus on this acute postoperative pain opportunity because the device is an implantable system. And the way that it's set up currently, it requires access to external hardware, pumping systems and access to these cooling liquids, for example, for it to operate properly. So I think this post-operative sort of hospital care and in an acute setting is a natural starting point based on certain features of the engineering. But that's not to say that one couldn't envision, maybe a fully implantable version of this device with a recirculating pump. In miniaturized form that can be inserted into the body, in which case you could easily envision it being used to treat chronic forms of pain. But that will require, some significant additional engineering development work, but it's something that we're very interested in.
How far away are we from maybe having this as a part of regular patient care, if at all?
There's some additional work that needs to happen around, the biological effects, specifically the time and the duration of this cooling that can be imposed on a nerve without any kind of irreversible adverse effect on the tissue itself. We need to do more of that kind of work and more studies of that type in larger animal models. That's one thing to bear in mind. The other is that a device of this sort represents a general class of technology that the FDA has not processed in the past. And so there are associated uncertainties that follow from that in terms of the regulatory process. But this is another kind of wild card in sort of predicting the time when this device would be available for widespread use with humans.
John Rogers is a biomedical engineer at Northwestern University. And now for some related links. If you want to read more about this device or see what it looks like, head over to our website, marketplacetech.org. John said one of the benefits of this new device is that once you're done using it, it dissolves into the body over the course of about 50 days. We'll link to a short video showing what that looks like. Now, while John says the current device is best suited for acute pain, like from surgery, he says the implant could, one day, and with a few upgrades, be used to treat chronic pain and serve as a replacement for opioid treatments. For now, there are other techie options for treating chronic pain. The FDA last November approved an at-home virtual reality program that treats chronic lower back pain. And while we're on the topic of virtual reality, we'll also have a link to an interview my colleague Megan McCarty-Carino did this past April about how VR is being used not just to treat pain, but also to help diagnose certain ailments. So I guess the doctor will see you now in your headset. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.